It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health and we're going to visit with Karen Gale. Karen is a behavioral health therapist. And thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning, Karen.
I am happy to be here.
Yeah, I believe this is your first time, right?
Yes, it is. Right. I'm excited about having the opportunity to share with everyone about what we do here.
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself, Karen, to our listeners, to tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you grew up, your education, and things like that.
Okay, so, well, as you already know, my name's Karen Gale. I just recently came up here about 5-6 months ago from down in Texas. I spent the last 10-11 years down there working at the VA. I'm originally from Michigan, so I'm originally a northerner.
Okay.
But, down in Texas, I really missed the snow, so I needed to get back up here. I spent about 8 years on active duty in the Army. I was a 88 Mike. I was a truck driver.
Okay.
We spent about 22 years moving around with the Army, so we've lived all over the place. I've had the opportunity to be overseas as well as several different states. So I've met a lot of exciting people and had a lot of exciting opportunities.
Okay. And your education, Karen?
I was able to obtain my bachelor's degree from Troy University down in Alabama. And then for my master's, I am a graduate of the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
I have my master's in social work.
Okay. Why did you pick the career of a behavioral health therapist? What interested you in that?
Just helping people. But I think when I was on active duty, I was an NCO, and so a lot of the job was taking care of soldiers. And I felt like I just wanted to be able to keep doing that. My original job, like I said, I was working at the VA after I got out and obtained my master's. And I was able to keep taking care of soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Which to me was one of the most important things ever.
Right.
I've also, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you for your service with that. That's awesome. So, Karen. Let's talk about some of the what you specialize in and what you offer at Appleton Area Health.
Okay. So I've got some exciting stuff that is starting here at Appleton. The three things that I specialize in would be grief and loss, trauma, and then anger management. Mm. And part of the reason for that is because all three of those things tend to go together. Mm. It's a little bit of a triangle there. With the grief and loss and the anger management, I've already started a grief and loss group here. It is a outpatient group. It's once a week. And we go through learning the stages of grief and loss, having the opportunity to be able to speak with others and hear others' experiences so we don't feel so alone in that grief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to get my anger management group started fairly soon. That is also going to be an outpatient group. It'll be about 12 sessions, and it's very much an educational group. That
okay.
is... Something I truly believe in, where whether it's my grief and loss, the trauma, anger management, I really feel like that when a person better understands the what and the why of what's happening with them, that they feel much more in control and are able to get those coping skills and come in and feel like they're in control of the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, grief and loss, you know, everybody goes through that and everyone deals with it differently, don't they?
Yes, they do. I think one of the most important things that we discuss in my grief and loss group is all the different things in life that we grieve. Mm-hmm. People tend to think of grief and loss, and it's, well, mom passed away, or brother passed away, a friend, you know, people leaving us. But there's so much more to that. There's loss of self, there's loss of situation, things that tend to happen throughout our lives, and most times you find that people are just kind of squishing it down and, you know, oh, I just got to keep moving, because that's what a lot of people say. Hey, you know, you got to pull yourself up from your bootstraps, keep moving.
Yep.
But those things stack. And then when it gets to the point of when we do have a loss of a loved one, it can be extremely difficult to grieve them because we haven't had an opportunity to manage some of this other stuff in the background.
Right, right.
And we've also not been taught how to grieve. Our parents don't tend to really have the opportunity.
Right. We really don't talk about it enough, do we?
No, we absolutely do not.
Yeah. Yeah, just a personal story. When I worked with my dad in the family business, and we had shared the same office for like 30 years. And boy, when he died, that was it was difficult. I mean, to go to work, and you know, it was a lot of grief, a lot of loss.
Oh.
You know, especially when you work with him, you see him all day long, and it was tough. But
absolutely, and we actually address issues like that as well, where there is a realignment of roles.
Yep.
It can be the big things like that, running the business together, but it can also be the small things like who is going to take out the trash or who takes the dog to the vet.
Yep. And just the grief of not seeing them every day, you know. That's the issue. So, what other areas did you say you specialize in, Karen?
So I also work very strongly in anger management. A few years ago, was able to get my fellowship with the Anger Management Association, and I have a evidence-based curriculum. It's quite the workbook,
okay.
Let me tell you, that we go through. But one of the coolest things that I think that people enjoy learning about is the difference between the primitive brain and the evolved brain, where when we are feeling anger, or what we think is anger, we typically will revert to the primitive brain, which is evolutionarily the oldest part of our brain. It is also known as the reptilian brain, so it's kind of our protective brain, where we have automatic reactions. And where we want to be is we want to get into that evolved brain, where we have the ability to think about the consequences of our actions, and see how our anger might get us in trouble,
right,
down the road. So we have some really good conversations about that, but we also talk about there's several different types of anger that people have not been aware of. We've got survival anger, we've got impotent anger, attachment, and shame anger. So those are four of the big ones, and with the shame anger, we've got three more categories. So we have a lot of ways that we might be experiencing anger.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. One of the first questions that I will ask people is, what is anger?
Mm.
What do you think it is, Paul?
Being really mad, shouting, yelling, you know, just
absolutely
being very upset.
So those are our behaviors when we're angry.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, would you buy it if I told you that anger is a cover-up for vulnerability?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Didn't know.
And
okay.
Yeah, and that's why we have these different types of anger that we talk about. So we might get angry if somebody physically threatens us.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be our survival anger. But if we feel helpless in a situation, and that can be in a relationship, that can be driving down the road, where we feel like we don't have a recourse and we just have no control. So that's impotent anger.
Okay.
We have jealousy. That's a different type of anger. But the biggest one is the shame anger. There's oftentimes, and especially in communities such as this, where you're working with your hands, you're working with your body, with the land, and if something happens and you can no longer do the tasks, it could be physical disability, it could be financial, it could be so many different reasons, but then there's a sense of shame. And we cover it up with anger because we don't want people to see us vulnerable.
Hmm. So we're visiting with Karen Gale. Karen's a behavioral health therapist at Appleton Area Health. And Karen, can you give our listeners a little bit of advice, or me too, I should say, something simple that how to deal with anger when it comes? Simple things that you could do? Take a deep breath and step back.
Well, one of the things that you want to do, absolutely, is you want to take a nice deep breath and you want to think about what's going on. We don't want to react. We want to respond. Mm-hmm. So when we respond, we're doing so thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. A question that we can ask ourselves is, what do I need right now to be okay? And what that question is asking is, what can you do, not anybody else, right now, just in this moment, to be okay? We don't have to be great. We just have to get through that moment.
Right.
And if we can keep getting through the moment, then we're going to get momentum.
Okay.
And then we're going to get the situation figured out.
Okay. So grief and loss, you specialize in anger management. And what was the other one? The third one?
Trauma.
Trauma. I am also a, what's that about?
So my history with working with trauma patients has mostly been the military, a PTSD, mm-hmm. anxiety, having situations that have been so extreme that they have had long-lasting effects that have changed everyday life. And so we have come up with a way, CPT, cognitive processing therapy, where a person does not even have to specifically talk about their past trauma, but we talk about how it affected them, and we learn how to rewire our thinking so that we are not experiencing such negative thinking. That we're able to see more positive sides of things. When we've had that negative experience, that trauma, our belief system in the world around us changes. Mm-hmm. And so we have to work on changing it back.
Okay. All right. All right, we're kind of running out of time here, Karen. Anything else that you had that you'd like to mention, or do we cover about everything?
I think we covered just about everything.
Okay.
If anyone is interested in learning any more about the groups or about individual therapy, please reach out. I would be happy to answer any questions.
All right, and that's at Appleton Area Health, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we go, Karen, what do you like about working at Appleton Area Health?
Oh, my gosh. I would say one of the first things that I noticed here is the friendliness,
yep.
the helpfulness, not only for colleagues, but with patient care. That, to me, is extraordinarily important, making sure that our patients are well taken care of and well respected and heard. And I feel like wherever I go in this building, that is what I'm experiencing when I see things.
Right, right. Okay, Karen, well, thank you for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll have you on again.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
Yeah. Karen Gale, a behavioral health therapist at Appleton Area Health. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.